Today's daf, Yerushalmi Brachot, is daf Chof Zayin. We're holding at Halacha He at the Mishnah. So we were in the middle of discussing the various dinim of the Baal Keri and Tefillat Ezra. And today the Mishnah continues. Haya Omeid Batfilah. Somebody is in the middle of saying Shmoneh Esrei. Minizkar Shu Baal Keri, and suddenly he remembers, this is of course the time before they were Mevatel Tefillat Ezra, he remembers that he's not allowed to continue saying the Tefillah. What should he do? Lo Yafsik Ali Katser. He shouldn't just stop in the middle of nowhere, but he should complete it by saying only a brief and katser version of the bracha. So maybe you should say just the opening and the closing of the bracha. You're Radlikvo. Baal Keri goes to the mikveh near the time of Kriyat Shema. So it's near Netzach Amah, so that he's supposed to be finishing Kriyat Shema in order to be mitpalil. Im yachol lalot v'litkasot v'likrot atchelot Netzach Amah yalev yitkaseh v'yikra. So if he's got an opportunity to come out, dry himself, and get dressed in time to say Kriyat Shema before the Netzach Amah, so then it's better to do that. Bim lav, if he's going to end up missing Zman l'chadchila, so then, since he's not allowed to say Kriyat Shema naked, so what he should do is yitkaseh b'mayim, he should cover himself up with the actual water. See, even though we normally try to do things in the nicest way possible, but better to do it this way, because the water is considered to be a kisui for his nakedness, and therefore he won't be over on l'yirabachayavatavar. And it's better to do that than to actually miss the Zman Kriyat Shema l'chadchila, but not lo yitkaseh b'mayim ha'ra'im, do not cover oneself with smelly water, velo b'meha mishra, or with water that is used for soaking the flax, the raw flax, where over there is also a very bad smell. But even though these waters are actually kosher in terms of being tevelin, but you're not allowed to be kore kriyat shema in the middle of a smell, atchia tila tochan mayi, unless you put additional clean water into it. Now this, of course, does not make any sense, because what good is putting in extra water in it? We're talking about your underwater over here. How much water are you going to put in? So basically, the Gemara, the Bavli, says that something is missing over here, and this is period. In other words, not to be tevel in smelly water. And if there's meira glayim around, then he has to pour water into them in order to be mevatel. It's a completely different issue, according to the Bavli. The kama yachik mehenu minatsoa, and this would be a reference to the meira glayim, to urine, arba amot. So you have to be 4 amot distance to be kore kriyat shema next to the tzeetzei ha'adam. This is vechisita tzeatecha v'yom achanecha kadoshes. It says you have to cover your excretions. Now, we see from here that once you started davening, it's inappropriate to stop in the middle, even though the etzem, you're not really allowed to continue. And this is referring to a case where matnita, that it's matter to continue to say the tefillah, is dafka someone who is being mitpalel together with a rabbi. Where over there, people are going to look at him like he's crazy, and they'll realize what happened, and he's going to be quite embarrassed. And so therefore, for him to stop in the middle is not appropriate for him, not because in terms of the tefillah per se. Others swear that it is in terms of the tefillah, but that since a tefillah tzibur is a more valuable tzibur, there they allowed him to continue. It's appropriate indeed to completely cut out in the middle of your tefillah if you're alone. Again, either because there won't be that embarrassment factor, or because it's not a tefillah that is so valuable in the first place. Furthermore, the only heter over here is Kedatz Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir said in the Braita, remember, we had this before, that a Baal Keri is not allowed to be mevorech the brachas with his actual articulation. Ram Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says over there, the Baal Keri is mutter to say Birchot Kriyat Shema. So then for Tefillah, he would continue Afilu Beino Levein Atzmo and not be mafsik. And that is Dafka, of course, B'Shem Lo Mayim Litvo. If he's in a state where he has no choice, if he had tefillah available right there, for Rabbi Yehuda is moded that he should be first mafsik his tefillah, be tevel, and then he should go ahead ahead and complete it. And this would be true even if he started saying his tefillah. He should be mafsid. He never should have begun. So we've been discussing, we mentioned earlier differences in whether you need arboim sah, it's arboim sah of mayim she'uvim and the din of the, specifically when we said you can use tish'a kamim of mayim. So now the Gemara is going to go into the details of the din of chole, where they were matir, the tish'a kamim. Chole she'shimesh mitato. Amar Rabbi Yami, im garam latzmo yitpo v'yamut. Look, the guy is ill. He wants to, anyway, have intercourse. That's his own fault. I mean, if he doesn't care about himself, then fine, let him go to the mikveh, and if he's going to catch pneumonia, he'll catch pneumonia. And if he thinks that he's well enough to engage in intercourse, so fine. On the other hand, if he became a balkari, not through any involvement on himself, then he's considered to be an anus, and then matrichin alav, then he's allowed to continue without tefillah. Without tefillah at all, without tefillah in the full mikveh, that is about to become clearer. Chole margil. So a chole who caused himself to become a balkari, tzarech tish'at kabim, he needs to pour over his body the din of the nine kavim that they were making lagabi a chole in order to be osik in Torah. Borim margil, tzarech arba imsa'ah, where a healthy individual would require the full tefillah in a mikveh. A chole who is an ones, so he did not do anything to be roe kari, it just happened to him. So then, in matrichin alav, then we don't even ask him to pour the tish'a kavim at all. Borimi ones tzarich tish'at kavim. So according to this braita, if someone who is well became a balkari not through any involvement of his own, so he can also do without a mikveh of rabbayim sah, and just be tovel in tisha, well, actually not be tovel, but to have tisha kavim mayim poured over him. Now we know that the way we saw machlokas earlier in the Bavli, it's clearly a machlokas about whether this in fact is the original takonas Ezra, and others learned that actually takonas Ezra was only for a margil, but never for a balkeri was roe keri machmas onsa. Continues the Gemara. Other situations where we allow a person to get away without the normal tefillah. Rabbi Zvadia bereid Rabbi Yaakov bar Zavdi quoted Rabbi Yonah as saying that an ear shema'ayana rochok. Here it's so far away to go to the mikveh that if the person is going to go there, there is a good chance that he'll miss Zman Kriyat Shema. So then Areze Kriyat Shema, first he should say Kriyat Shema, and then B'yoy V'tova V'ola Umit Palel, where he has more time for Shemona Esri. And Im Hu Adam Mitzunan, furthermore, if this is a person who easily catches cold and may get sick, so then even if it's close, Asuoto Kima'ayan rochok, they gave him the lenience that he doesn't have to be toivel before he says Kriyat Shema. When the day warms up, so then, before davening, he can go. Okay, Pisgah. Next thing we had in our Mishnah was V'im lav yitkaseh b'mayim v'yikra. He's not going to have time, so then he could cover himself with water. Now, as far as I recall, water is transparent. And if water is transparent, how is that considered to be a covering to nakedness, where the entire idea is lo yira'eh, which is to be able to see? Well, you certainly see through clear water. Therefore, says the Gemara, matnita, our mission is talking about water that are achurin, that they are not clear. But if they were completely clear and you could actually see his nakedness, then only mu yochola achor baraglav ni'avor. The only way we would be matir you to be reading Kriyat Shema is if he can get some mud into the water by moving his toesies, then he can do that and he can be curry, but otherwise he cannot be semechams. We learn in the Mishnah furthermore that when it comes to excrement, it is necessary to be mitrachek from that and from urine and from all other stinks, arba amot. So it says in the Braita Tani, marchikim mitzoat adam arba amot, umitzoat klavim arba amot, ubishah shehu notein la'orot. And this is, when do we say that you have to get away from excrement or from the excrement of dogs? That's only when the dog excrement excrement is being used to put on skins, and that is part of what they do to tan the skins, which is absolutely horrific. And because of that, we would be even machmer on the tzoah of an animal, which is not normally as smelly as human excrement. But over there, where it's used for tanning, over there it is very smelly, and we consider it to be something that requires four amot. Rabbi Yirmiyah b'shem Rabbi Zeira says, furthermore, nevela shenisracha tzarich larchik b'men arba amot also, because it's an awful stench when a corpse begins to decay. Om Rabbi Avino umatnita amrakin. The truth is that that is implicit in the Mishnah. It says kama yarchik mehenu min hatzoah. So it's talking about all things that have that reach ra, like it mentions the me'am Yisrael mayim ara'im, and it says over there arba amot. And basically, the idea is that because they contain decaying matter, and that's talking about the decaying, where we have the pishtan, we have just the decaying matter that allows the pishtan to become unfurled into itself. So even though there's no actual excrement, you see that the decay per se is considered to be something that is marachik arba amot. And so why would a nevela be any different? Not necessarily, because you could always say that the Mishnah was talking about Dafka, Tiftor, Bimbishre, Shokofsim. It's talking about over there that this was all in the Mishra of dirty clothes, not a Mishra that was used for soaking flax. Where over there, the stench comes actually from decayed human matter. So there was actually Tzoa involved. And therefore, it doesn't prove it. Rabbi Zeira says that anything that's decaying is considered to be the equivalent of tzoa and requires full arba amot. Omalei Rabbi Mon, im b'mishra shel kofsin, if you believe that the Mishnah would be talking not about the mei kofsin of the pishta, but actually a filthy human dirt, so then what in the world would you do with the question of a taninan lo b'mayim ra'im v'lo b'mei ha-mishra? If the Mishnah was coming to teach me that it's aser to be courage kriyat shema only in cases where it was used for washing filthy clothing, why would it have said Mea Mishra if Mayim Haraim by definition would include wash water? So the idea of Mea Mishra must be Gufa coming to tell me a Chiddush, that even though this is not wash water, it doesn't contain any human products in it, that nonetheless the very fact that we have, even though it's an agricultural product, but it smells badly in its breakdown, so that's considered to be just as bad as the nevela, and it requires the arba amot. Tani katan shu hu yachol lechol kezayat dagan porshim mitzvato mimiraglav arba amot. Once a baby is old enough to be able to consume a kezayat of cereals, any type of grain, so it's that at that point that he's considered to be mosif da'at, mosif machov, and he becomes the carrier of decay and death. And because of that, his excrement and urine needs to be kept distant from the arba amot. But if he's not yet mature enough to have that level of da'at, ein porshin lo mitzvato lo mimeraglav arba amot. There's no din of being poresh. By the way, it's a question over here about whether he needs to be old enough to, or whether he needs to actually eat, as Rashi says in the Bav. Tani. Katan shehu yachol lechol kezayat dagan porshim mitzvato mimiraglav arba amot v'imeno yachol lechol kezayat dagan ein porshim lo mitzvato v'lo mimiraglav arba amot. So bon kamei Rabbi Abo. They asked Rabbi Abo, why is it mipnei ma porshim mitzvato mimiraglav of a human, and yet from normal animals, we are not makbid on that. How is it that a human should be worse than an animal? And he answered us, Amarlon, Mipnei Shemachshavot Tavraot. Humans are worse than animals because his body reflects the filth in his mind, whereas animals are basically innocents. So they are not so much a victim of Mosif Da'at, Mosif Macho. Amrin Lay, so we asked them, well, it includes a Katan here too. And we say you have to be Marchikim for also Arba Amot. I mean, you're going to tell me that a Katan has a filthy mind? Oh, Marlon, I am indeed. You never heard of Freud? And Rabbi Yudin explained, Min Urav is written without a Vav, which is Min Arav, which means from the moment that he comes out of the womb, Mishahashu Ninar, he starts moving, hasn't even actually exited the womb, and he's Ninar V'yotzev Olam, he's already got a filthy mind. So therefore, the idea is that a Katan too, once he's able to be Ochel Dogon, is considered to be included in this. Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina Amar, Marchikin Migalei Behema Arba Amot. Actually, Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina says there are animals that you need to be Marchik Arba Amot. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yitzchak Amar, Migalei the Rakim. First of all, we're talking over here the dung that is soft, and we're talking about particularly donkey dung. It's also talking about babaminaderach. It's talking about that this chamor has been busy and putting out energy by working along the road, and because of that, it causes greater smell in his dung. Levi Amar Marchikim Mitzvot Chazir Arba Amot. That a chazir all requires 4 amot. Rihuk from his dung, Vetani Kane, and indeed it's clear from the Braita, Marchikin Mitzoat Chazir Arba Amot, Umitzoat Hinimi Arba Amot, Umitzoat Atarnagolin Arba Amot. So this would be true about, and usually they translate it as a marten, a nimiya, but under some type of small mammal. Two, it's a din of Arba Amot, as it is in Tarnagolin. Rav Yossi Bar Avun Omer, when do we say that? So our Tarnagolim is considered to be so disgusting. That's Dafka Ubilvad Adumim. That's only Tarnagolim that are red. They have a general tendency to stink. Tony, Marchikimi Reach Arba Amot. Any smell that is bad, you have to keep 4 amot away from it. Om Rabami, Misof Reach Arba Amot. Doesn't mean that 4 amot from the item and that's enough. It means 4 amot from the place where you can continue to pick up the smell. No. 4 amot beyond that place, it's considered to be the distancing from the Reach Ra and its impact. Hada'oma, this halacha, that marchikin from things that are bad smells, 4 amos, is talking about where he's 4 amos ahead of it. In other words, he's facing the other way, and he's continued to walk along the road. But if he is in front, meaning that Sarah is going to be visible to him if he stops now. So then you're supposed to stop and make certain Ad makom shinavro ototai. You have to have the tzoa out of sight besides any of these others shearing. Kehada, like we had a maisa with Rabbi Laya v'chavraya, havayotvim kumi pundakaya baramsha. There they were in this inn in the evening, and there were basically animals, donkeys that were there, that were outside of Arba Amot, and they were doing what donkeys usually do and laying filth. So Amrin Mo Mima Milaya Diraita. So they said to him, would we be allowed, Pastor Bilaya, would we be allowed to say here Divrei Torah, even though we're in the presence of all of this dung? And Amar Lon, he said to them, Mikiva, Ti ilu have imam, havin chamyon, ma kumenon. If, he would say, since it would have been the daytime, we would have seen what is in front of it, so they would have seen the dung, it would have been indeed a problem there, you wouldn't even ask. Ram Kidon. Because of that, even now that we can't actually see it, it would still be usur to be Isaac and Divrei Torah in a place where you would have seen it. Or if someone is blind and doesn't see, it would be usur where he could have seen it, theoretically. Tony, either a garaf, if you have a pot, chamber pot, whether it's for actual feces or it's for urine, you must be marchik, even if it's clean, 4 amot. If you have a regular container, which is lifnei amita, you put it there in front of your bed for emergencies and in case you need to urinate in the middle of the night. So then if it's in front of the bed and it has urine in it and there's nothing between you and the urine, So then, as we said, you put water in it, and that way your mevatel, we'll see in a moment how much water, your mevatel, the din of the urine, and then you can be korein. You don't have to be misrachik, as I consider it, be k'neged the meraglayim. But imlav, if you don't put in water, then lo yikra, then indeed you have to be 4 amot away. Rabbi Zakkai Amar, Natana tocho revi'it mayim yikra. Imlav, lo yikra. When it says that you have to put in water, we're talking about it has to be a revi'is of water. Umahu kidei revi'it. How much urine are we talking about that the revi'is is the shear that Rabbi Zakkai says has to be put in? Well, it's revi'it betoch revi'it. What it means is you take 1 revi'is of water per revi'is of urine. Echad kli katan, ve'echad kli gadol. If there's less than a revi'is, then you do not need a 4 revi'is. It doesn't matter how large the container is. 1 revi'is is always enough to be mevatel as much as there is in a kli katan or in a kli gadol. So most learn that this is a different din. In other words, if you only have 1 revi'is, you need a revi'is. Even if you have a lot, 1 revi'is is also sufficient. And this is because the etzem, there is no iser d'oraita about meraglayim the way there are on feces. And because of that, the whole din of Hoyam Achanecha Kadosh is said specifically that you should have a yad, tiyelecha lazeinecha, and vichisita tseatecha, which is obviously not a reference to urine. And because of that, we are megal. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel omer, shela achra mita, if you have the chamber pot behind the bed, so then you don't have to be mitrache, because since you have a chatzitza between you and it, then it would be okay. Shelifnei amita, but if it's in front of the bed, then you need the 4 amot. Reb Shimon Elazar omer, afilu triklin, even if you're in this gigantic triklin, this gigantic hall, an auditorium that has eser al eser, it's 20 feet by 20 feet, and lo yikra, you cannot say kriyat shema, even if it's in the room. It's not a question of whether you're facing in that direction or the other. It's a question of whether it's covered or whether at least it's under the bed. Rabbi Yaakov Baracha B'Shem Rabbi Chir Bava. You should know that Rabbi Chanina, who was from the city of Tirta, he paskined, gathered the Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, that it needs to be mechuseh. Rabbi Binyomi Bar Yefet, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, says, Tzora Koshi, if there's a tiny little bit of fecal matter, you're not allowed to be Kuri Kriyat Shema, but what you can do is you can use enough spit over it that it becomes Mevatla Berog. You cover it with spit, and then you'd be able to read Kriyat Shema. Rabbi Zira and Rabbi Yaakov Bar Zavdi have a Yatvin. Rabbi Zira and Rabbi Yaakov Bar Zavdi were sitting together, and Chamin Tzayata, they saw a little bit of fecal matter. Come, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Zavdi, Rekakala. So Rabbi Yaakov Bar Zavdi got up and covered it with mucus in order that he should be able to continue learning. Amale Rabbi Zera. So this is only minyama latigna. This is not going to be very useful for you. It's basically just for long enough before the spit dries on it, and then it has a din of iser again. So just as much as it takes from the diyam to the dock, you know, I mean, this is, you don't rely on this. Teva shimalei'a sifarim. Moments we're already talking about places, about kriyat shema, we talk about places that are ro'i to put sifarim into. So let's say you have a box that is full of various sifarim, kumashim and so on. So notna merashate amita ve'eno notna lebargalot amita. You should not have it by your feet. You should have it bedavka towards your head. We're not talking about Sifrei Torah over here. We're talking about Sfarim that are written as Megillot, like simple Chumashim, and so on. Rabbi Avun B'Shem Rabbi Chuna says, well, even that's not so harsh. V'hu, this is only if Shetei Amita Gvorah Asara Tvachim. First of all, you've got to have at least 10 tefachim there. And then it's considered to be a separate rishos. So then if you put it over there, it's not considered to be a bizoyan for sleeping with your head by these sforim. But another thing that you need to take into consideration is bevachli chevle amita nogim b'teva. It also, you can't have parts of the bed, like hanging ropes that are supporting the mattress coming down and touching it. But if you're actually in touch with it, or it's within 10 tefachim, that is a bizoyan. Ori Rabbi Yosef ben Mekomeno, the Rabbi Mekomei, the Rabbi Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak Kehada de Ravuna. And he was Mura Halacha. That is actually exactly what Ravuna says. Now, once we're talking about how you're allowed to sleep with Svarim in the room, Lo Yishamesh Adam Mitato V'Sefer Torah Imo B'Bayit. In the Bayit, in the time of the Gemara meant the room. So a person cannot have intercourse in a room that has a Sefer Torah in that room. Rabbi Yirmiyah B'Shem Rabbi Abba says, Im haya karuch b'mapa, o shahaya natun b'chalon shugavoa asarat vachim, then it's mutter. If the Sefer Torah was wrapped in a tablecloth or in some type of cloth, or it was in a shelf that was 10 tefachim high above the ground, it's considered to be a different rishus. And then it's not in the room with you in such a case. And it would not be awesome. So whether it's wrapped or whether it's in a different rishus, it would be mutter according to the Yerushalmi. However, we do not pasuk like this in the Bavli. You need to have two separate kisuyim with all kinds of tznoyim. It can't be something that was meant for it. So it has to be kli betoch kli. Rabbi Yirmiyah says in the name of Rabbi Abahu that if it was Asarat Tvachim, so then it would be mutter. Daf Chof Zayin, Halacha Hei. Haya Omeid B'Tvila V'Nizkar Shuv Ba'al Keri Lo Yafsik Ela Yikatzer Yarat V'Tvol Im Yachol La'alot V'Litkasot V'Likrot Ad Shelo Tanei Tzacham Hayale V'Yitkaseh V'Yikra V'Im Lav Yitkaseh B'Mayim V'Yikra אבל לא יתכסה לא במים הרעים ולא במי המשרד שיתקיל לתוכן מים וכמה ירחיק מהם ומן הצוער בעמוד מתנית ברבים אבל בינו לבין עצמו יפסיק רבי מאיר ברם רבי יהודה אפילו בינו לבין עצמו אינו מפסיק but only כשאין לו מים לטפול ויש לו מים לטפול אף רבי יהודה מודה שהוא מפסיק חולה ששימש מיטתו אמר רבי, well, what the heck, אם הוא גרם לעצמו, הוא יטבול וימות. ואם באונס, then אין מטריכין עליו. רב חגי בשם רבא בבר זבדי, אז בין כך ובין כך אין מטריכין עליו. חולה מרגיל צריך 9 קבין, בורי מרגיל צריך 40 סאה. חולה מאונס אין מטריכין עליו at all. בורי מאונס צריך 9 קבין. רב זבדי, ברד רב יעקב בר זבדי בשם רב יונה, עיר שמעיינה רחוק, הרי זה קורא את שמע, and only afterwards יורי טובה ועולה מתפלל. אם הוא אדם מקורר, עשו אותו כמעיין רחוק, פסקה, ואם לאו יתכסה במים ויקרא, מתניתין אסדף במים הקורים, אבל בצלולים עושר. ואם הוא יכול לעקור ברגליו, then fine, go right ahead and יעקור. תני מרחיקים מצורת אדם 4 עמוד, ומצורת כלבים 4 עמוד, אבל אני בשעה שנותן לאורות. רבי ירמיה בשם רבי זירה נבלה שנזרחה צריך להרחיק ממנה 4 עמוד, אומר רבי אבינה, well obviously, מתית אמרה כן, כמה ירחיק מהם ומן הצורה 4 עמוד? אומר רבי שמאי, not necessarily, because it might be referring to תיפטר במשרה של קופסין. Well, if that's what you think, then why did they have to even mention it? Hatanina lo b'mayim ha-ra'im v'lo b'may ha-mishra separately. Tony, katan shu yachol lechol kizayet agan pushim mitzvahato mimei raglav 400. But imenu yachol lechol kizayet agan ein pushim lo mitzvahato v'lo mimei raglav 400. בון כמי רבי אבו, מפני מה פורשין מצוותו וממי רגליו 400? אמר לון, מפני שמחשבותיו רעות, אמרין לי, ולא קטנו? אמר לון, סול, ולא כתיב, כי יצר לב האדם רע מנעוריו? אומר רבי יהודה, that means מנעריו, משעה שהוא ננער ויוצא לעולם. רבי יוסף רבי חנינא אמר מרחיקים מגיל עלי בהם 400. ושמו ברב יצחק אמר ברקים ובוועד בשל חמור. ובכי בר אבו אמר בבו מן הדרך עוני. לוי אמר מרחיקים מצוות חזיר 400 וטוניקין. מרחיקים מצוות חזיר 400 ומצוות הנמיה 400 ומצוות התרנגולים 400. רבי יוסף רב אובן בשם רב אובן says that דווקא באדומים. תני מרחיקים מריח רע 400. אומר רב עמי it means מסוף הריח רע 400. הדה דיומר לאחוריו אבל לפניו עד מקום שעיניו רואות אותו כהדה דרבי ליה וחבריה. אבל יעד אחת ונקומי פונדקאיה ברמשה and אמרין מהו מימה מילין דיורייטו מרלון. Well, suppose it was light. מכיוון דלאבה ביממה אבין חמיה and מי קיימין therefore ברם כדון הסבר. טוני, גרף אחד שרי ואחד שמי צריך להרחיק ממנו 400 שלפני המיטה נתן לתוך המים כלשהו יקרא אם לבה יקרא וזעקה אומר נתן לתוך רביעית יקרא ואם לבה יקרא ומהו כדי רביעית רביעית בתוך רביעית אחד כלי קטן ואחד כלי גדול רב שמי גמליאל אומר שלאחר המיטה יקרא שלפני המיטה לא יקרא רב שמי אלעזר אפילו טרקלין גדל מן עצר על עצר לא יקרא עד שיחסנו או עד שיניחנו תחת המיטה. רבי יעקב ערך בשם רבי חייא ברווה הורי רבי חנינא תרתיע כי עד את רבי שמעון בן אלעזר ובמניום הפרייפת בשם רבי יוחנן צועק כלשהו מבט לברוק רבי זירא רבי יעקב עזבדי אבי יתפין חומר ציאטה כאן רבי יעקב עזבדי רקק עליה אומר לי רבי זירא that's gonna do you about as much good מניים על התיגנה טבע שמלא הספרים נותנה מרשותיו המיטה ואינו נותנה מרגלות המיטה. רבי אבון בשם רבונה והוא שתי המיטה גבוהה 10 טפחים and furthermore בבד שלו יחבלי המיטה נוגעים בטבע. הוי רבי יוסי במקומה דרבי שמול ברב יצחק עד רבונה. לא ישמש אדם מיטתו וספר תורה עמו בבית רבי ירמיה בשם רבי אבון אם היה כרוך במפה או שהיה נתון בחלון שגבוה 10 טפחים מותר. רבי יהודה, רבי ישוע בן לוי עושה לה חיליון.